Welcome to episode 49 of Fun with Scotch. Tonight we're going to be talking about three yummy blends. And I'm John.
I'm Judy.
I'm Marlis.
And first off tonight is Famous Grouse Ruby Cask. And that is one that I picked out. It's produced by the Edrington Group, who also produces the Macallan, Highland Park, and the Glenrothes. The emblem is a red goose, which is Scotland's national game bird.
I wonder what kind of games they play.
Grouse.
Yahtzee.
It's a grouse, not a goose.
Oh. I said goose again, didn't I? Nice. Okay. Moving right along, the emblem is a red grouse.
I've never
Scotland's
seen a red
national
goose.
National game bird. A red goose. Thanks very much. Okay. Goodness.
Sorry.
All right. It's and again, this is we haven't had any yet, so there we go. We're off and running. It's a cask series with port finish, or port cask finish rather. The original Famous Grouse blend rested in special selected casks seasoned with port. The ABV is 40%, and the nose is described as creamy vanilla, cinnamon, and cloves. The for some reason, the sites we were looking at differentiated between taste and...
it was like flavor or something. Oh, and, I forget. No, it was... I can't remember what term they used, but it was like, isn't that the same
thing? Yeah, it was like tasting notes or something.
Yeah.
And then taste were listed separately, but, you know, I don't know why. Anyway, theoretically, you can taste apple, cake, cinnamon, nuts, berry, cinnamon, listed twice.
Must
have been in both parts of the notes.
It was. I copied and pasted.
Dark fruit, dried fruit, smooth and spicy. And fruitcake in parentheses.
Well, it's supposed to taste like fruitcake. Because John was like, ew.
There. Yeah.
Well, fruitcake can be nice.
That's what Judy said. Yeah, I've never had a fruitcake.
I'm not talking about the fruitcake you buy at the drugstore and give to people as a gag gift.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Right. Yeah.
This is like grandma's fruitcake or something.
Yeah, I've never had a tasty fruitcake before.
Well, your grandma must not have made any.
No, I don't think she made fruitcake.
Yeah.
I don't recall any. Lots of other good stuff, but no fruitcake.
Okay.
Anyway, and the finish is vanilla and sherry notes.
Well, I definitely can smell the dark fruit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, spice, vanilla. Mm-hmm. It's a nice amber color.
Has nice legs.
Mm-hmm.
Has got legs.
The Betty Grable of blends.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting the vanilla. I like it. It's a really pleasant smell. It's not overwhelming at all.
One thing we didn't say at the beginning, because we forgot, is that this episode is rather to talk about blends we think beginners would like, the ones we recommend.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these should be pretty, you know,
sort
subtle.
Of, yeah, getting to know your blended scotches. Because it's nice to experiment with them since they're usually a little cheaper than the single malts. And some of the single malts can be very definite in their personalities, whereas blends tend to be a little more middle of the road. So it's a good way to get acquainted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. It's a little rough in the taste. It's a little, got some heat.
It has some heat. I don't think I don't consider it rough, but it does have heat.
No, and it's not as sweet as it smells.
Though I do have, at the back of my tongue, I do have a, well, it says sherry notes. I think that's what I have at the back of my tongue.
Well, and there's that dark fruit of, you know, raisins or dried cherries or something like that in it.
So, yeah, that's, you know, what's interesting is John and I, we had a famous grouse from, I don't know, I think it was left over from when we went to the beach. It was left behind, so we brought it home and... We didn't actually like it. Just the regular famous grouse. Maybe we should try it again. Maybe you just weren't
in
the mood or something.
Yeah, I didn't care for that. This one struck me a lot different.
Because of the port casks, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a sucker for a port cask.
So when I saw John got famous grouse, I'm like, ew. that might not have been a good choice, but I think it really worked out because I think it's a very nice flavor. It has a nice aroma. So, yeah,
it's a good one. It's a good one. And it retails for about $33, I guess.
For the 750 ml bottle.
Yeah. I do not know if it comes in any other sizes.
I don't either.
But yes, that's what it was.
All right. Well, next on our agenda is the Monkey Shoulder, which if you were a regular listener, you probably know that it is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. It is my go-to scotch blend. Mm-hmm. And it's produced by William Grant and Sons, who also produce the Balvenie, Tullamore Dew, Grant's, Glenfiddich, and a bunch of other stuff. I think they had Drambuie on the list. They produce a lot of things. So, and they had one I had never heard of, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. And apparently, according to Monkey Shoulder's website, they've redone their website since the last time I looked at it. That it's been made for mixing since 2003. So apparently they think of it as something that you use with mixers, which I don't understand. I do not understand this because I think it's really good.
Yeah, we drink
really
that sucker straight all the time.
Mm-hmm. So one might ask, why is it called Monkey Shoulder?
Why is it called Monkey Shoulder?
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you. In the traditional malt whiskey making process, malted barley is turned by hand by maltmen. I wonder if they're made out of malt. I just get this picture of these men that are made out of malt.
Yeah.
Using large, heavy malt shovels, also made out of malt, apparently. Yeah. Some malt men would develop a strain injury which had a tendency to cause their arm to hang down a bit like a monkey's.
I see.
Hence, Monkey Shoulder. So they named the scotch after this poor affliction.
This injury. Yeah.
that malt men get. Maybe it's because they're made out of malt. That's why they were droopy.
Maybe.
Okay. But it's 40% alcohol by volume. The nose should be marmalade. Crema Catalana, which is a Spanish version of creme brulee.
Ooh.
I had to look that up, by the way, because I have no idea. Yeah. Cocoa and malt.
Mm-hmm. And we should note, this is a blended malt, meaning that it's all barley.
Mm-hmm.
Not, whereas I think both of the others have probably some other grains.
Yes, I apologize for not mentioning that.
That's okay.
The taste
I'm here to do that.
Okay, to correct me.
Yeah, got it.
The taste, of course, should be very malty. Mm-hmm. Creamy delivery with a suggestion of berry fruit. Juicy toasted barley, cloves, and butterscotch. Mm-hmm. Manuka honey, hot buttered toast, and dried apricot develop. I feel like I'm having breakfast.
I know.
Okay.
I love hot buttered
toast. And the finish should be a medium length spicy oak and a hint of peppermint.
Oh my.
Sounds fancy.
It doesn't smell as sweet as the famous grouse
because it
doesn't have the port kind of element in there.
I don't know that I smell creme brulee, but that's okay.
Also has a lovely amber color, and it just tastes good.
Mm-hmm. It is also one of Marlis's favorite to have.
I do like it.
One thing that made me chuckle on, I think it was the Master of Malt review, it said, according to the Monkey Shoulder website, which must be before they changed the Monkey Shoulder website, because they don't really mention much about the history of the name at all. Mm-hmm. They don't mention anything on the site that I could find. Mm-hmm. It says, some say it tastes just like riding bareback on the wild moors of Scotland with a flame-haired maiden on Christmas morning. Others agree it tastes like 007 wearing a tuxedo wetsuit. Not sure what any of that means, but apparently it used to be on. I think I might frame that because it's not there any longer.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Well, and I don't know that I want to go around, abducting maidens. I mean, that would seem kind of.
Or tasting people in their wetsuits.
Well, it didn't say it abducted them. It just said it was riding bareback on the wild moors of Scotland.
I think I would choose someone else to ride
with a flame-haired maiden. Well, we'd get a flame-haired
Lad.
Okay. On Christmas morning.
In a kilt.
Maybe he would also be barebacked. But 007 wearing a tuxedo wetsuit? What does that mean? If any listeners know what that means, please let me know.
I think the reference is to that it's very form-fitting.
Okay.
At any rate...
But again, this is one of my favorite. It's very easy to drink. I think a beginner would.
Yeah, very nice. There's not a lot of heat, but there's a lot of flavor. It's not, you don't have either the sherry or the port going on there. It's just nice, mm-hmm. A blend of single malts to produce something that is very consistent, very tasty. Now, I'm given my druthers, you know, for my daily scotch, I tend to like doers, but this is definitely also extremely nice. Mm-hmm. Depends on what you like. Okay. Doers is a little more, I don't want to say feisty. It's got a little more of a...
Well, it's got more of a smoky flavor.
A little more smoky or a little, you know, something. Some people don't like it. I really do. But this is just lovely. It has no sharp corners, mm-mm. No elbows, mm-hmm. But it does have flavor, so
yes.
It's a nice...
And I am getting a little bit of butter and a little bit of creme brulee, so I actually, you know, if I close my eyes and think about creme brulee, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, really.
Well, and it's a nice kind of buttery texture, creamy texture to it.
So
yes.
Go for the monkey shoulder. Just don't let your shoulder droop. That's all I'm guessing there. Right.
Although if you get the big bottle, it might.
Yeah, that's true. And we do have, if you look at our Instagram or Facebook and see the picture, yes, I bought the, how much is that?
1.5 liter. No, 1.75 liters.
Yes, I got the big brute because why not?
Big bottle.
Yeah. But for the 750 mil, it's $35 a bottle. For this, I think it's $72 for the 1.75. So it's affordable either way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Marlis.
All right. My choice is the Compass Box Artist Blend. And I'm kind of going on memory for this, so I'm going to be tasting it now for the first time in a couple of years. But I remember liking it a lot, so I'm hoping that holds up. Compass Box is a producer, bottler, and marketer of a creative range of blended Scotch whiskies. They basically blend whiskies. That's their whole reason for being. Started by an American entrepreneur, whose name I have lost in my notes, John Glasser. And he has brought other people, very talented people, on. And they put a lot of information on the bottle, which they're very big on Scotch transparency. They don't tell you, at least not on this bottle, what single malts go into their whiskey, but they do tell you that it's 43% ABV. It's no color added, non-chill filtered. This is primarily aged in ex-bourbon barrels, custom French oak casks, and some sherry seasoned butts, which basically is just a large barrel. Don't get too excited. And it's about 55% single malt, and the rest of it would be some grain alcohol that they have chosen. And like I said, blending is their whole kind of purpose for being, and they do some interesting things. They have a lot of different blends. This one I think was about $49, and so it's a lighter in color, kind of a wheat or oaty color. This is supposed to be a lovely, soft, approachable blend, but not simple. The nose is on the savory side, nodding at meats, toasted almonds, well-toasted grains.
I can agree on the savory part, but I'm not picking up any of those particular.
Interesting. I know. That's the first thing I thought of, too, was
like a... But it is a nice smell, and it's not real heavily alcoholic. Not a lot
of... No, yeah, the aroma is not alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. On the palate, things take a deeper dive into fruit and spice. Baked apples, cloves, almond, spicy things.
And the aroma almost had a little bit of ocean to me at first.
Mm-hmm. It's smooth.
Mm-hmm. It's very smooth. Not a lot of heat, not a lot of, you know, throat burn or anything like that. And but it does have a fair amount going on there. It's not just like, oh, you won't notice me. Mm-hmm. It's
very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have three very nice choices tonight.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And it does have some sherry finish in there, but not, I don't think, as much as the Famous Grouse has port.
Mm-mm.
So
yeah, it's definitely
it's all very delicate. Yeah. It is a nicely balanced blend, I think. Mm-hmm. And the finish shows the peppery, spicy elements building to a crescendo. Okay. Concluding with burnt almond cookie, brown butter, and a fistful of spice.
A burnt almond cookie?
Well, yeah. You know, like slightly overdone in the oven.
Oh, yes. I know what burnt means, Marla.
Okay. Those are good, though. I like those.
It made me think of burnt toasted almond.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, mm-hmm. the Kahlua drink, but yeah.
That was my favorite 1980s drink.
Oh.
Yeah, was it Kahlua?
We'll have to try that sometime.
Is it vodka?
Yeah, Kahlua, vodka,
cream.
Amaretto
and cream.
And cream and ice.
Sometime we'll have to do a podcast on our favorite decadent.
Yeah. Cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a creamy flavor to it that just kind of builds on itself.
And it just, you know, it has occurred to me here that we coincidentally have chosen three drinks.
Whiskies, yeah. We call them.
Whiskies, gotcha. Some people call them whiskies.
Yeah.
That are for three different palates. I mean, there's people who have a more sweet palate, like the sweet things.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey Shoulder is more for that middle of the road,
mm-hmm.
you know, not too sweet, not too savory. Artist Blend is for people who don't like that sweet flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that...
A little more spicy.
I mean, we do not talk to each other when we do this, by the way.
No,
we
just, no.
Yeah.
Well, John and I talk to each other.
These are all unrehearsed.
Well, we have to.
Yeah,
it's required.
But we don't choose whiskey
based
on the other person's whiskey or anything like that.
No. Well, and it's interesting. Again, trying the Artist Blend now after trying it once, you know, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
This is, I still like it. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. Well, I guess because our tastes do change. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to love Islay's.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the only thing I wanted to drink. But now I don't particularly like them. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll, you know, when we do the podcast, I will taste them like, oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it's not my favorite. But yeah, that's nice when you go back to something. You're like, yeah, I still like that. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. It seems to me, let me try the Monkey Shoulder and the, okay, I'm sipping here.
Mm-hmm. No, she's actually glugging. I can see her. She just shot that puppy down. And as usual, she's totally ignoring me.
I know. I'm not. I'm trying to not gasp. Okay.
You have to, though. Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I think the Artist Blend is a little lighter in touch than the Monkey Shoulder.
Mm.
And again,
yeah.
That's a personal preference kind of thing. But they're all very tasty.
They're all very tasty. Yeah. And it's interesting, it's a lighter touch when it's actually a higher alcohol content than the Monkey Shoulder.
Yeah, which shows you how skillful the blenders are.
Yeah, they really are.
Both in all of them, frankly. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all, even the Famous Goose,
as we
call it here.
Famous Red Goose.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
The problem is we were talking about Grey Goose vodka before we even started. And
that just threw him off.
Yeah.
Totally threw him off.
I know.
Sorry, John.
It was a bad thing.
It's okay.
Yeah. We did it, but it's great because it means we can make fun of you and get some laughs out of it.
That's right.
Yes.
That's John is used to us doing that. Oh, I'm sorry, John.
John built a wonderful fence this weekend.
He did build a wonderful fence. Well, he's built it over the last couple weekends, but yes.
Not that we have to build up his ego or anything, yeah, but he did build a wonderful fence.
He did.
You don't have to build up my ego, but you can if you like.
I know, yeah. Along with
stop.
The fence.
Yeah. Don't stop. Okay. Anyway.
All right.
I have to go home with him, and I don't want his head to get too big.
Oh.
So.
One for next.
All right. Are we going to do the WADA?
Oh, I suppose we could do a little bit of WADA. But just a little.
Because I actually typically drink with some ice or something, but boop. did you guys hear that?
Yeah. It was pretty loud. Sure that was on there.
I know.
That was audible.
We use a straw just to put little boops of water in things because we're trying not to get completely snockered. So we just have small servings of each of the...
It's like
we get snockered later.
Yeah.
No, not really. Sometimes. Well, sometimes. Anyway. Ooh, John's blooped, too.
It did.
All right.
Okay. So, famous grouse.
Famous grouse.
Port cask.
Port cask.
Ruby
cask. Ruby cask, actually, but...
Song with the ruby goose.
Groose.
No, that's...
Groose. Oh, there you go. We could call it the famous groose, just to be, to include the goose. Or we could say...
I love
does the grouse have
stuff.
Your gander?
The aroma is like...
Mm-hmm. It is a nice, it is the strongest aroma of the three.
Vanilla and caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is sweet.
I think
sweet
I might put a little behind my ears. Because it is lovely smelling.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm not the one driving today, I can put alcohol upon myself.
That's right.
You don't want to distract the driver.
That's
though,
very nice though. Even with water, I like it. Yeah.
It is.
It didn't, and I don't think it enhanced it or anything. I think it's just pretty much fine.
And it would be a good mixer for like Manhattans or anything, a whiskey sour, something that's a slightly sweet cocktail. I would think that would be, it would stand up nicely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's good for the one that apparently is for mixing.
I still don't understand that. Yeah, I know. I wouldn't mix monkey
this
shoulder.
This is the spiciest of the three.
Mm-hmm. The Monkey Shoulder website actually has... recipes for cocktails to make with monkey shoulder. Some reason they're going, it's almost like they're trying to market themselves as a mixer. Maybe they felt that they weren't selling enough not being marketed as a mixer. I don't know.
We've done our best, certainly.
I know. I certainly think I should get some stock shares with the amount of monkey shoulder I buy.
It is, when you, and I am not trying to promote daily drinking or anything. But for those of us who enjoy a cocktail before dinner, you don't drink the really fancy stuff all the time. It's not, those are particular tastes that go with particular things or with a particular mood or something. Whereas you want a nice, sturdy scotch that, it's like, yes, it's 5:30. I've been at work all day. I'm not happy.
And my staff drove me, nuts.
Mm-hmm. Or I am extremely happy and it's good to be home and I'm going to have a little bit of...
Yeah. No matter what your mood is.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
You want just, and it doesn't have to be a huge thing. It just has to be a nice little thing. And these are all within that thing, that bailiwick. That's not the word I want, but... It'll do.
Use your imagination.
I know.
Insert word here.
Yeah. And all of these are good scotches for that, They aren't horribly expensive. They're tasty. And they're a good daily drink if that's what you want.
Yeah. Or weekly.
And you could mix them with things if you really want to.
But, we are not all... none of us are a fan of the mixing, but...
Partly due to ignorance, probably in my case.
So that's why we need, we've grown. We've grown doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We have each found things it's like that we
Some
probably had. We
like.
Were being judgmental. I wasn't talking that way.
Oh, all right.
But, we've all found out that our judgment on things that we really knew nothing about was incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of us, I'm sure, has gone, I guess I was a little too harsh in my judgment. Mm-hmm. So I think this is one thing the podcast has done for us. And we encourage others to explore as well, because we were ignorant and we have learned our lesson on many things. Well, so how is the artist blend with the Wada?
Oh, I don't know. I just finished the Monkey Shoulder, and it stands up. Monkey Shoulder over a little bit of ice is just lovely.
Oh, yeah. Or sometimes I make a scotch slushy, but...
Yeah.
Well, you know...
You didn't hear that here, but I actually do
sometimes.
You want
to have one drink, and it has to last through dinner and into the evening. Then you put some ice in it, and by the end, it's kind of like scotch aid. But that's okay, too. If it's a good scotch, it's fine that way.
Well, when you're at the bottom of the ice tray and there's nothing
left. I know. Sometimes you have to get the slush and it turns into a slushy. Yeah. And I'm like, I find that I actually like it.
Especially on a hot afternoon.
Well, like today. And we were going to finish this podcast soon because summer has finally reached here and we had to turn off the air conditioner so it wouldn't make a horrible background noise. And we need to finish this so that we can turn it back on.
I know. And the artist blend with a little bit of water is just fine. I'm thinking.
Water did not hurt any of these. And also, because sometimes water will open it up more and enhance it, but I don't think it really did that for any of them. So over water, straight up, it doesn't matter. These
are basically nice, tough little scotches. You can drink them just about any way you'd like. But
even in a mixer.
But so go and read about the distillers and the, you know, what they're trying to accomplish. And it's really, you know, the whole blending art. The neat thing about Compass Box is that is what they do. They take scotches and they blend them and they're trying to do something different, which is kind of cool.
And I like to read. I even go on, you know, Wikipedia and read about the history of the different distilleries because many times, history is kind of like part of my job, so I'm very interested in the history of things. So read about the history of, you know, your favorite drink. I sometimes they're very fascinating. Sometimes they're like whatever. Most of them have gone to corporations, but their actual history is fascinating. So I encourage you, no matter what you're drinking, whether it's an American whiskey or a Canadian whiskey or Scotch or Irish or whatever.
Bourbon.
You know.
Whatever. Yeah. You know, Kentucky, Japanese whiskey. Texas.
Japanese. I don't know how much of the history stuff
California,
they put on
their sites, Washington. There are micro distilleries doing amazing things. So, you know, try a bunch of them. Let us know. You know, the email is on the website.
funwithscotch@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Yes.
funwithscotch.
funwithscotch@gmail.com. But, or if you have, you know, if you want to email us and say, hey, Judy needs to shut up, you know.
It's not going to work.
But you can say it.
You
know, or John needs to speak up more, or Marlis needs to stop criticizing Judy so much, or whatever. You know, email it. I worked in prison. I've worked in prison, so I have a thick skin. So whatever you want. Anyway, I think these are all great and. I know. What are we going to do next?
For our 50th episode, we are going to...
Oh, Marlis has decided. Okay.
We had decided.
Talked about this a while ago.
But I was drinking and I don't remember.
Oh, okay. You know, kind of...
Surprise us.
If you are a new person to Scotch and want to explore, what is a single malt that we would recommend?
Oh,
as
makes sense.
A newbie... kind of thing. So it'll be our 50th episode. This is, given everything that has gone by in the last few years, God knows how we got here, but we're glad that we did. And we're glad that we're still enjoying Scotch and having a good time.
It's really enjoyable to do this. We don't worry about how many listeners we have. That would be great if more people listen to us. Tell your friends.
So for all 12 of you,
we actually don't really know how many people. I mean, the statistics, you know, are kind of like squishy.
Have you seen that commercial with the Havoc guy? It's for an insurance company. Yeah. And it said, And he said, okay, I'm going to get tens of views on this.
Yeah,
that's kind of where we are.
Yeah,
but that's a whatever. Yeah. We really appreciate any of you who listen.
Yeah, but we don't do it
hope
for...
that we're having a good... You're having a good time while we're having a good time.
We don't do it for how many listeners we get. We do it because we enjoy it, and it's just a way to share our joy in what we're doing. And, it's great.
It's fun.
Okay. Explore the history. I promote that.
Good point.
I mean, especially like the name Monkey Shoulder. What? You know?
Ooh, who knew?
I mean, I know why it's called Monkey Shoulder. We know why it's called Famous Grouse. I mean, that's the game bird. Like, I don't know what they play.
They do a lot of Warcraft.
I don't know.
They do a lot.
I know.
Oh, they shoot them.
I know that.
It's a bad thing.
I was trying to be funny, Marlis.
What game?
See what I have to put up with.
I know, right? Dungeons and Dragons.
You know, and we, well, for instance,
Dungeons
we had.
Dungeons and Grouse.
Yeah.
Or Grease.
Or Grease. Or Bruce. But we, you know, that we had a distillery in town here in Olympia that was called Shoebox Spirits. And they were actually called something else before that, which I can't remember exactly what it was.
Oh, something about a pig. Blind Pig.
Blind Pig. Okay. Yeah, but they had to change their name because there was a beer called Blind Pig. And so they were asked to change their name. Mm-hmm. So they did a lot of research about the history of Olympia to try to find a name. And they found one. And they called themselves Shoebox Spirits because there was a shoe store. See my quotation marks.
Yeah, air quotes.
Air quotes. That people would go in and they come out with their shoebox. They did not have shoes in that shoebox.
This was the prohibition kind of thing.
Yeah, during the prohibitionary period, and they had booze in their box instead. So they chose that name. And since then, I think they've sold off to somebody else and they've changed the name to something that is not the least bit historical.
Must have been a very popular shoe store, I think.
I bet you they sold lots of air quote shoes.
Yeah, why does the same guy keep buying a pair of shoes every week?
Maybe twice a week.
And he has a large family. The Olympia used to have, before the pandemic, I hope they re-establish it soon, an end prohibition celebration where people would go out for dinner. People would dress in their 20s or 30s finery.
Oh, that's right. You did that one year, didn't you?
I did it two years. Yeah, and then... It died. It was December something or other, and it was when, you know, Prohibition officially ended. Mm-hmm. And you would go then to one of the local theaters and have special cocktails that they planned, and there would be a show, kind of a vaudeville kind of thing. It was really fun.
You know, if they don't reinstitute it, we could just do it.
I know.
Yeah.
My friend Cindy, who moved to Hawaii, she and her husband are planning a repeal prohibition celebration in Hawaii, of all places. And it's like, okay, that's going to be weird. But that's okay.
Are they going to have a luau when they do it?
I have no idea.
But no, we could just go dress up in, you know, 20s clothing go to different bars, and of course, you know, Dillinger's is closed.
That was a wonderful prohibitionary era. It was. They modeled it on a prohibition speakeasy, you know, so it was very dark and everyone dressed up, and it was just
They had a vault that you could like reserve.
It was an old bank building.
Yeah, you could reserve the vault to have your group in, and it was really awesome. But they were, I think, a victim of the COVID
pandemic. Yeah,
and you know. It's sad. Hopefully the people that owned it will come raising out of the ashes.
Yeah. They also had a vegan martini bar, which is odd when you consider that, you know, martinis are by kind of definition vegan, unless you're putting cheese in them or something. So
there's the weird ingredients people put in things don't know.
Yeah, no, well, there is that. But also, I think it was more that the accompanying food that you could order was all vegan. I went there once with Mary, and it was like, oh, the martinis are good, the appetizers, and we went around to one of the wine tasting bars and ordered, cheese and salami plates. So, just shows you that we're bad people. So
No, you just aren't vegan or vegetarian. Yeah.
That's
so,
true.
You know, you deserve to have the
It was
food
really
you
good,
want.
Yeah.
Well, you know, our youngest used to work at a vegan restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually went and visited when they were working, and and we got appetizers and food, and actually it was pretty good. Ooh. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. of course, you cook jackfruit many, many ways.
That's true.
I think afterwards we had to go buy John a burger, but yeah,
I know. It is what it is, right?
But you said, you know, that wasn't bad. You know, it's not something you want to eat all the time, mm-hmm. but it wasn't mm-hmm. bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm a meatitarian.
He is. I actually am a carbitarian, but can't eat carbs too much because it is bad for my blood glucose. So, I love them.
I've never met a carb I didn't like.
Yeah.
Be that as it may, we probably need to wind this up.
This is not a food podcast, so we should wind it up and go eat our carbs for dinner, which is great because I love it.
Stringy pasta. Be that as it. Okay. Thank you all for listening. All three of you, or 12 of you.
Whoever lasted to the very end of our ramblings. Thank you very much for staying online. We are very entertaining people. You would want to be our best friends, I'm sure.
Without a doubt.
So, have a good whatever how many weeks it is before we put another podcast.
I know. Well, yeah. I don't think there have been various things happening in the last month. So, we've been a little distracted. I think all of us have. Yeah. So, we're hoping to be a little more focused.
I mean, John had to build a fence.
That's the least
nephew.
Of it. I know.
And Marlo's has a nephew, and I just exist with both of them.
I know. So it's very difficult. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for coming and listening to our silliness. I hope you have a pleasant evening or morning or whatever it is when you listen to this. So that's winding up episode 49, right?
Woot! Come see us for 50.
That's it, man. And have a good time. Bye-bye.